You're listening to Catch the Flavor Radio on Radio Regent.
Hey, 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 listeners, you're listening to Radio Regent. Tonight I'm just one of your many hosts, 1-2 Trey. Along with me here, we have Jerry Z.
Yeah.
And Tyrone.
T-Bone.
Yeah,
666.
Is there a history behind that name?
There's no number.
Is there a history behind it?
You're a big fan of Iron Maiden, maybe.
Six, 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 the six. Number of the beast.
That's just my team. No, it's 1-6.
Sorry?
But yeah, no, it's because I used to box at the CYC, you know, the Cabbage Town Youth Center that's down on Parliament Street.
You used to box?
Yeah, a long time ago.
Oh, my God. I didn't know that.
Yeah, and they just called me T-Bone because I was a thin guy, but yeah, I was pretty good.
So wow, that's cool. That's nice like to know. So, being a T-Bone, how did you do being a T-Bone in the boxing arena? You did really well.
I was just training. I didn't actually go to any shows.
Oh, yeah. I was gonna save your what is that called? Fly like a bee or sting like a bee?
Float like a bee.
Swing like a...
No, float like a butterfly.
Yeah, float like a butterfly, bee. Swing like a bee. Yeah.
Sting.
Sting like a bee. There you go. I'm like, no, I got to get my thing together here.
Yeah.
Anyhow, it's been quite warm lately. It's, but rain is kind of...
We need it.
On its way because I think... So.
The
warm weather is making everybody crazy. If you guys, do you guys not agree that the warm weather
makes people crazy.
Makes you think that the warm weather and this year is making everybody a loony bin or something? Because what you heard today, you guys heard today about that man cannibal.
Oh my gosh!
In Miami, you guys heard of that one?
Oh. Yeah. As soon as I came to school, people
were
talking
actually,
about it. Everybody knows about it.
I was hearing people's statuses first on Facebook, and I didn't know what it was about. And it was all about zombies and stuff like this, but more so, like, apparently zombies exist. I'm like, what are they talking about? And I found out today.
I know.
Just zombie. Today about what really happened.
Yeah.
Holy.
So this guy is a man cannibal. So this guy's name is Rudy Eugene, and he started chewing a man's face off. He started from the forehead all the way down and even chewed up his eyeballs. He actually pulled up his eyeballs out of its eye socket and ate it up. And, he was on a bridge, right? In Miami Bridge?
Yeah.
On a bike path.
Around 2 p.m., yeah.
And
how did they
actually catch him who are the witnesses that saw that? Like, I just want to know how they actually caught on that this guy was eating another.
Yeah, there was a couple
and
people that
this
saw
guy
this,
is
actually.
A naked, he's a naked man.
Yeah.
And he chewed up on someone's face, like another naked man's face. So they're both naked. Mm-hmm. So I thought first they were like doing some kind of a same-sex lovemaking when I saw the video. And it turned violent and kinky and, it turned that, I wanted to actually eat your face up after that. But, it was just whacked. I think that is really crazy.
Well, I don't know if it's that, but they don't really know how it got to the point where both of them were not wearing clothes. But there was a lot of witnesses that just saw a scuffle.
I know why.
It was like a fighting. Maybe the guy ripped his clothes off.
Apparently, he was. They said that he's on a big LSD.
That was LSD
effect.
Trip. Yeah.
So he was in a big, massive acid trip, and what they said that if you're on LSD. You reach a high temperature from is it the police that was saying that if you on LSD your body temperature rises really high that you want to get naked.
In most cases, people that are going through an LSD trip, they strip completely naked because they're like their body temperature is too high to be wearing clothes. So
yeah, and in Miami it's
really
pretty
hot already, right? Yeah.
Yeah. So it would be kind of I would not say uncommon. And not common to see a naked man in Miami that is on LSD. But I guess when you're on LSD, you know what happens. Just like Yoko Ono and John Lennon, they appeared naked in one of their pictures because they're probably on some big, massive LSD trip.
Wait, really?
Did you not see the pictures of
Lennon? Oh, no, I didn't see those pictures.
Yoko Ono?
No,
they were naked, and the cameras were on them, and they were live.
You rethink the whole thing about Kony 2012? Remember that dude that was in charge? He was running around naked and masturbating.
I remember that.
Fighting people. I'm almost positive that guy was on something.
Yeah, but that's really crazy. If you guys, I'm not
trying
to
eat a man's face, and witnesses said that he didn't just like tear apart this guy's face with his teeth, but he actually ate his like forehead, his eyes, and his nose, and his chin, and he took off his ears apparently.
Yeah, that is crazy, and you know. I don't
it
know.
Can also, apparently, it can also decrease your body temperature.
Decrease your body temperature. It cools down your body temperature by eating blood.
So he was on an overdose of possibly LSD. They're probably going to do, like, what do you call it, when they check your body after you've died?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're going to do a toxicology.
And listeners, we're not encouraging you to view the photos, images on Google because
I made the mistake of
very,
that, and I'm not eating tonight.
Very graphic. Look of this guy missing his eyeball.
Entire face.
And
everything's gone.
His
like,
face.
I didn't know if it was the front of his face or the back.
From the forehead. From the forehead all the way down. His face was totally removed and chewed up. And this guy actually, he was convulsing and he was moving when I saw the video.
Yeah, there's video of him like he's throwing his legs and up. This guy's just ripping apart his face. It's like watching like a zombie film.
Yeah. And the only way that they stopped this guy from chewing away on him was it took 11 shots from the police officer still he actually went down.
If you actually watch a lot of those, remember the, what was it called? What was that most famous police show? Cops? If you watch those guys that were high on LSD, they're like fucking like...
They're really strong.
They're like superhuman. It's crazy.
Yeah, I could understand. I mean, do you think that Hulk had a little mixture of LSD in him like... From all those, you know, chemical things.
Oh, my gosh.
It's probably why.
But yeah, like, they have a lot of problems with criminals that are high on LSD because they're completely out of control. And there was, like, so many officers on this guy.
And listeners, we're not promoting LSD,
no,
as
definitely.
You can see.
This actually should be a reason why you shouldn't. You'll just turn
Because stay away from LSD because you'll chew up a man's face. Someone will talk to you. And like say you might end up talking to a tree or someone will you'll hear a voice telling you you gotta eat humans and really that's
what
you know there's other alternatives to eat you know you can eat different meat you can cook them and you can like buy groceries so if you are on LSD you're gonna end up you know getting hungry and getting hot and end up eating a homeless man's face and taking out their eyeballs. So.
That honestly is really scary about. That's something really scary to think about because the guy was like pretty much like a flipping zombie or something. He can't feel pain, right? And he's just like.
It's like a real zombie. Yeah. I mean, if you watch 28 Days Later,
it's
more like about.
That's what
that.
I was thinking about.
Like, it's kind of a
rage.
Virus.
Rage virus.
And basically, it's rabies for humans. Basically.
Yeah. And this guy might have gotten a rage virus.
Yeah, he's like fighting off all these cops while naked, like nothing's hurting him, and he got shot many times.
It's like watching a horror film because really you have to shoot them in the head just for them to be taken out because zombies don't get taken down easily if you shoot them in the body. So you have to shoot them in the head.
Yeah, and they had to shoot him because apparently the guy wouldn't have survived.
Yeah,
if they didn't do that.
So maybe like the smartest cop there was playing like PS3 games and playing like zombie movies that they thought I have to shoot this guy in the head, then he will go down.
I mean everybody knows.
So the guy's actually still alive.
That surprised.
Yeah,
they haven't mentioned that he's actually still alive, clinging to life. They say.
Yeah.
Today, like this is.
I don't know how he's gonna turn out to be. Whether someone he has a partner or something. How his partner is gonna react to seeing his face like that.
Yeah, they haven't disclosed who he, like, who he is, if he's homeless or not. They think he might be homeless, though.
Yeah, well, from what I heard, that they don't want to disclose the identity of that guy is because they haven't contacted the family member
to identify
him.
Because
so they don't want to say his name until like they've connected with his family member.
Imagine hearing you see that on the news and they say the name of it and you see your own like. oh man, relative, like with their face ripped off by someone.
Yeah.
And eaten. Like that's.
Yeah.
This stuff doesn't happen in like city yeah. life. This is crazy.
Yeah, that doesn't happen ever.
Yeah. Yeah. I hope it's not the warm weather, but.
It makes you go crazy.
But yeah. Maybe he needed to go to the Miami beach, you know.
He should have cooled off if it was really hot.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I also want to talk about this since we're talking about this guy being taken down with 11 shots. This guy, his last name is Boyd, and this story is from Alberta. And it's about this man. He apparently, so it's the same thing, the same kind of storyline here. The guy has mental illness, although the first one we talked about was this Rudy Eugene has mental illness due to drug use or substance use of LSD. And now there's this man here. He was beaten by the Alberta police. And the thing is, he has a history of bipolar and I think schizophrenia and also paranoia. So when he was fighting the police and they decided to beat him up with baton sticks and he was like beaten up, but he was so strong. Because I guess a lot of like the crazies are like, you know, loony people.
Yeah, when your mind's not in the right place.
Yeah,
you're
like strong.
Superhuman because you're not thinking about pain or anything like that or doing something wrong.
Yeah, like superhuman strength, right? So he fought like a lot of officers, right? But, you know, it was hard for the officers to take him down. But at the end of it all, he ended up crawling because he was beaten up so bad. And then one officer pointed a gun at a maybe like, say, 10 feet or 6 feet distance, and they shot him in the head and then fired up again a few more times.
What?
And then they said that, yeah, they shot him in the head. It was like a loud bang. And now, apparently, there was a lot of witnesses, but no one wants to come out and say anything. And it didn't have a lot of evidence because there was no video. Mm. Now, all of a sudden, this is, I think it was 2007 or 2008. That this had happened, I think August 2008, and then another guy that was watching the case closely, they said in the trial, they said that the officers were really threatened, and this guy was like assaulted officers, and it didn't show that they beat him up, everything. So they were threatened, so that's why they shot the guy, but there was a video that was taken from a camera phone. And captured all the things. Oh, yeah. It showed that the man was crawling. He was crawling, and he still wasn't giving up the fight against these officers. But the guy shot him down.
Really?
And like, you know, the guy isn't even moving that much, and he's obviously down. So now they're gonna have to try to review this, and they're gonna have to try to make things like give justice to this story. So it's about that guy Boyd. So hopefully, you know, justice is served. Mm-hmm. You know,
yeah, I'm tired of hearing about that stuff all the time, you know.
Yeah, that is crazy.
Police brutality, or they just go too far, like when they use tasers on pregnant people and things like that.
Yeah, like, you know, it's an ongoing thing.
Even if someone's as bad as they possibly could be, once you got them down, like then you take them to court. Take them to jail and then you process them. You don't need to kill them.
Yeah,
that's not what we do here in Canada. So
yeah, because when you think about it, they're watching over us, right? They're watching over us every step of the way or every minute of the day. Could be. It's not like I'm parenting or anything, but who's watching over them?
Yeah, exactly.
That is the question, right? Now, also, what's happening in Toronto? There's another guy that got shot.
I don't know too much about it because it just happened recently today. So, but I heard that a TTC, you know those people that collect the cash? Heard that one of them got shot and possibly
over what?
Someone tried to rob them. I don't know what station.
Wait, when did that happen?
This happened today.
That might have been why up from Yorkdale to Shepherd was closed down.
Oh, really? That
might they kept announcing it.
I feel like this stuff is happening a lot in Toronto, especially with the TTC. It's like the most dangerous job in the city, I feel like.
Yeah.
They get assaulted all the time, the bus drivers and the people that are collecting cash. And they're also like criticized so much by the media if they're sleeping or whatever, you know. I really don't care if they are or not. But
yeah, free whatever.
It doesn't really bother me. It doesn't bother me. It just means sometimes I get in for free.
Yeah.
Honest. But yeah, like I feel like it is got to be the most dangerous job ever because people know there's money there and there's only one person there. Sometimes they're like the only person in the entire station.
True.
It's really a scary job, it sounds like. But yeah, I wonder what they can possibly do to improve the security there. Maybe make it where there is no money coming into the TCC and you have to buy it from the outside. Use tickets and tokens only, you know?
Yeah, that is crazy.
They got to do something.
Again,
it's like a bank, man. They have tons of money that are stored there, but yet they have barely any security. Like, they literally have a lot of money sitting under that, where that guy is.
Yeah. I remember
just like
that.
A bank.
I remember that mean in Victoria Park TTC collector guy. He was a really nice guy, and I saw him when I was in high school. And I used to go to the McNeil Catholic School, and because my friends were all going there, and then we used to like hang out there at the VB station. And that guy just, you know, got stabbed. And this guy, all he wanted was to rob all those roll of tickets. So he took all the roll of tickets, and he robbed that. You know, that nice old man there. And I was really sad, you know. And, you know, there's just a lot of crazy things. So we apologize to the listeners that is listening to this radio program because of all the stories.
It's pretty disturbing. We got more disturbing stuff coming, too.
Yeah, another disturbing stuff that happened, just recently.
Talking about cannibals, what about people that are finding boxes with...
Yeah,
feet in them. Like,
I was just
going to
say
like,
that.
In British Columbia, they're finding shoes with feet in them, and they still are to today. Even when I was visiting this year, past year.
This must be like... So
they're finding shoes with feet in them, and now there's people now somehow getting boxes with feet in them. Like,
yeah.
What is going on?
The Conservative Party headquarters received...
The headquarters.
A box.
A suspicious package. Which the receptionist opened, by the way.
Yeah, and they found a foot. I was wondering whether it has something to do with it's like a death threat or like a mafia kind
of
thing.
Must be some
thing.
Sort
like,
of crazy serial.
Cameras caught two people leaving the scene wearing all white.
Must be
even
some,
masks. Like this is serious. Like this is Ottawa. Colors. They were wearing masks.
What are they doing it for?
Don't know. They were
it's a message,
the building, so
probably
in the building.
A message saying that hey, you got conservative parties, conservative party leaders. You better
whose
resign.
Foot is that? Whose foot is that?
Like
that is nuts. I didn't even think about
mafia.
That.
Come on.
So, if you actually, you know, those TV shows where they do like investigation and like body parts and stuff, like whose DNA is this? And, you know, like crime scene, CSI Miami and CSI New York or something.
There's so much stuff going on today.
They will probably have CSI Ottawa.
Yeah.
You know, and they're going to be on that. Like, even the Bones, you know, the Bones TV show. They could find out whose foot.
I wouldn't want to be that receptionist. Missing. Imagine opening up a box. It probably doesn't smell right either.
Yeah.
You just open up a box and there's a foot in it. Like, what is that message saying? It's kind of like the horse head on the...
The message is saying that everybody look for a,
message
for
saying
a person
that
has a missing foot.
No, the message is saying that it's some crazy sociopath serial killer who probably has some sort of crazy foot
it's
fetish
two of them,
gets
too.
Off to cutting and people's feet.
It's organized. Apparently they're rolling out a barrel back to a vehicle. What was in that barrel?
So everybody should start looking for a person with the
missing
foot.
Yeah.
You know, so that could be that
I
guy's
doubt
foot.
They would let them go. If they took off their foot, you think they'd, with their foot, how far could they go?
I have a feeling that this person is someone that was murdered. This is like a sign, you know? You see it in movies all the time where...
I hope Jigsaw's not back and like, you know, just playing games.
It's probably like a political thing. Someone didn't agree with what the conservatives were doing or...
Let the game begin.
This is some kind of threat.
Yeah.
It's really gross.
The world is really...
A lot of gross news today.
Yeah,
it's unbelievable. Now we also have an update on the snakehead,
viewing. Last week.
Did you? Yeah, because we were talking about the snakehead. It's called the Frankenfish. They titled mm-hmm. that thing Frankenfish.
Foreign fish.
And now the Frankenfish, and it's actually a snakehead. Now they have a viewing of it, and it's actually available on video. They caught it on video. So not really too sure whether they actually like shot this, because they said it's supposed to be shoot to kill or...
Man, there's a lot of them, though. You can't just shoot one. They're breeding out there, so...
What if they bear like a lot of... They lay a lot of eggs, you think, and then they'll kind of populate the whole environment.
Yeah.
So I think maybe I'm not like, I'm just thinking if this is like, say, a religious kind of thing, like, you know, those things in the Bible, like how God will punish or God is second coming. He will rain down on us with snake heads. And that's how he will end the world. It's like.
Did we talk about Rob Ford as well that same week?
It will rain snake heads. Huh?
We talked about Rob Ford that week as well, right?
Last week we talked about Rob Ford.
Because I'm looking at the Metro newspaper right now, and it says that Rob Ford has quit the weigh-in before it even ended.
Called it back in, though.
Oh,
he called it on again.
Like, okay, so this is just from earlier in the day then.
I don't know.
His quote was, "I don't care about the weigh-in anymore."
Yeah.
Well, wait, I mean, why do we even care about his weight? Is that
important? He started that thing just to draw attention to himself.
That's
like,
true.
And now he's like being melodramatic and say like, "I don't want it anymore," you know.
I mean, I guess it's true. He does have a lot of things to do that are really important. But when you get someone all rolled out for something like this, kind of like was it like a reality show? I wasn't really watching it, so.
Well, it really is about people and attitude, right? Like when you look at Rob Ford, you're looking at a person with that positive attitude. So I'm hearing something from outside the booth there. I hope it's nothing serious.
I hope it's no zombies.
Yeah. I think hopefully like we didn't
it's get Rob Ford.
We didn't get no zombies actually able to penetrate the building here.
I recommend nobody search for the guy's face. Like it's something you don't want to see.
Yeah. But anyways, let's get back to Rob Ford. I was saying that you can see like your leader, and then he says to you, "I quit," and then, "Oh no, I changed my mind, I'm not quitting," and then he says to you, "I quit." So what's that say about him? Really?
I know,
like he's not a
true.
Finisher.
It could be a metaphor for a lot
or
of different
he's not,
things, right?
Yeah.
Not just this weigh-in thing. It could be about his own plans that he put forward.
Yeah.
Because him saying he's going to do something, he doesn't do it. What does that say about his other tasks as a mayor, right?
And when you look about habits, right? Habits in people. Like, first of all, you start with habits, and then habits make the person. Mm-hmm. So habitually, like, this guy would say, "I'm going to start something. I don't feel like finishing it."
Because he doesn't
care. He's not a finisher. You know what I'm saying? So if it's the same thing as this DTC issue. The RT, you know.
Light rail?
Yeah. So he says, I'm going to try to start with this. Well, I don't want to finish it. So it's the same thing, you know, with everything too.
So you're saying he did jump back on it again?
Apparently.
So he's back and forth.
Yeah. So what can you say? You know, what can you do when you live in a shoe, right?
Oh, yeah. Too many disgusting things this topic, including Rob Ford and snakeheads.
Yeah, you know, the snakeheads are scary, too. You know, like, it's like...
Yeah, if you look them up, you should. What is it? Snakehead? That's what they're called, right?
Frankenfish.
Yeah, just type that into...
They came... They obviously... apparently, they originated from China and Russia, but
now they're in BC.
They were... No, they're populated in the States. And they moved all the way up across to Canada border. So they're all around BC now. So now everybody's scared and creeped out in the BC region. Mm-hmm. How these snakeheads are actually coming about and, you know, infesting the land, because they actually go on land. So they actually crawl on like soil and everything. So
it's a predatory fish. Can't that attack people or no?
They look like crocs and fish at the same time. So... Yeah, I have gills and fins, right?
Anything. Speaking of attacks, I got freaking attacked by a damn bird on Saturday. Flew into me full speed. I'm not even kidding. I was sitting down. boom, and it hit the back of my head. It went like,
you have to be careful around here.
And after it just flew off, perched at a branch. I'm just like, oh, what the frick is that?
I didn't tell you something.
It had like a shiny chest. It looked black.
That's crazy. A friend of mine got a feather, just flew into her mouth. And she got sick. And she got sick.
No, this thing just rammed. She got sick. This thing just rammed into the back of my head.
Man. She got sick. A feather, wow. Pigeon feather fell. It just randomly happened to land in her mouth, and she got sick.
Yeah, you will get sick. Anybody could get sick. They land on you, you'd be like,
these birds are
the gag reflex and all, right? So.
Yeah. Well, I guess, you know.
Let's leave it on that note. Watch out for the pigeons.
No, yeah.
Oh. Oh, okay, but before we actually, you know, I just want to thank everybody for attending the last Friday. Everybody did a good job last Friday. Mm-hmm. You know, everybody showed up, so come check us out next last Friday.
Every last Friday of every month.
Yes. Yeah. Everybody turn in tomorrow, same time, actually, 7 o'clock, you know. Good night, everybody.
It's Catch the Flavor Radio on Radio Region.
Thank you, boys and girls.